It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 22nd. I'm Ben Johnson. As we've been reporting, Samsung is scheduled to announce a new phone this week. The reveal of what we're calling the Samsung Galaxy Note 8 will happen Wednesday. One feature Samsung's new flagship device is expected to have: wireless charging. In this case, when we say wireless, we mean inductive charging, as in instead of fumbling around to plug the little cord into the right end of your device, you plop it on a mat. Inductive charging isn't new, though. It has been around for years now. So why isn't it like everywhere? That is a question we thought we'd tackle with Raul Mangadam, Associate Professor of Electrical and Systems Engineering at the University of Pennsylvania. Raul, do Samsung phones have to be charged on a Samsung Surface? Is it like standardized in any way?
So with the inductive charging came to the scene between about 2011, 2012. And there were a couple of different industry consortiums that were being formed. Now we have in the smartphone world two major sort of players. There is the Apple, and then the rest of the market is pretty much Android. And so right now with Android, it is a pretty fragmented market. And so say if you have a Samsung phone, they would adopt one of these industry standard options.
This is making my head hurt already with this. Like, why haven't these companies gotten together so that, you know, we have one charger for all?
In fact, your head would hurt more because this is actually after these standardized solutions have come together.
Uh-huh.
So it was much more fragmented until 2015. And in 2015, a couple of standards bodies decided, okay, well, we're going to band together because we've fragmented the market too much.
Uh-huh.
This is a very natural progression of how the industry works. When Wi-Fi came into the scene, there were many different standards, and then few got adopted, and then, you know, few actually persisted through, and the simplest of the standards actually survived very well.
So this has been around for a few years now, as you're describing. Why isn't inductive charging like everywhere? Kitchen counters, deli counters, hotel bedstands. Why isn't it everywhere?
So I think we are in these awkward teenage years, so to speak, of, you know, charging, where we have a lot of options that the market provides that is very fragmented. And you got to also see the big elephant in the room is the Apple iPhone currently does not have charging. But they are expecting that as soon as the new Apple phone comes into the market with wireless charging, you're going to see this scene completely explode.
Raul Mangadam is Associate Professor of Electrical and Systems Engineering at the University of Pennsylvania. Raul, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ben.
No matter what product you are talking about, if you are talking 100 million units sold, you are telling a success story. This year, a success story that can claim those sales numbers turns 25 years old. What am I talking about? Mario Kart. It is a racing game. You pick a familiar character from Nintendo's world, Mario, Bowser, Princess Peach, Luigi, and race or battle against your computer or your friends with the help of speed boosts and booby traps. The game has changed a lot over the years, but one of the main voices in the game? Not really. His name is Charles Martinet, and he joins us to talk. Charles, thanks for coming by.
Well, thank you very much. And let me first say, hello, Super Ben. It's a me, Mario. Woohoo!
Man, you knew I was going to ask, so you went right for it. I love it. So did you come up with some of these phrases, or were they like in the original iteration of your voice on this stuff?
I crashed an audition 27 years ago to do this, and my direction was Italian plumber from Brooklyn. What popped into my head was, let's go, mamma mia, and that was 27 wonderful years ago.
Do you play Mario Kart?
I really love Mario Kart 8, the deluxe edition, the new one that just came out. But I also have a really fond space in my heart for Mario Kart Double Dash.
There are 13 versions of Mario Kart with over 100 million copies sold. Why do you think the game has been popular for so long?
I mean, you switch it on, and immediately, you know, you hear the music that brings you back to your childhood if you've, you know, played it years ago, or, you know, the brings you joy if it's the first time, the colors, the sounds, the characters, and then the brand new adventure starts.
Can you walk us through the other characters from Mario Kart where we're hearing your voice?
Let me see how others... Luigi number one! Luigi number one! Wario, get out of my way! Wee, Luigi! I'm gonna win! And Baby Luigi, here we go! And Super Baby Mario, let's go!
Well, I was gonna give you my Wario impression, because that was the one that I always liked doing, and have you judge it.
Oh yeah, go for it.
I'm a Wario! I'm gonna win!
How's that?
Perfect. I'm a Wario. I'm a gonna win.
You're so much better than me. Oh, man, I got to practice.
Yeah, you see, you got to just keep playing.
Charles Martinet, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you so much.
Hey, by the way, have you ever seen that Mario Kart meme where Luigi, a character not known for being diabolical, gives like this slow motion diabolical stare to characters he knocks out of the race? There are videos of this all over the place online. I asked Charles if he was aware of that piece of Mario Kart-inspired internet culture. He said he's aware of it. Creativity breeds creativity. Fair enough. All right, what was your favorite version of Mario Kart, and who was your favorite character to play? Tweet me. I'm at TheBrockJohnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.